Hey everybody, welcome back to My Subaru as we continue our little mini-series called Live Life Loved. And I hope that you are stepping into that invitation more and more day by day, knowing what it means to live from a place of being loved. Remember, this is based on Ephesians chapter 5 where it says, be imitators of God. Live your life for God as dearly loved children. So Paul is laying this foundation for what it means to be in Christ. And when I talk about being in Christ, what I'm talking about is rooting your identity, defining yourself not on your performance, not on your good looks, not on your job, not on your family or your marriage, whether it be good or bad. It is rooting your identity in Jesus. And so Paul, in this whole first chapter, is laying a foundation for the rest of the Christian life. It begins with, and it launches from the place of knowing who you are in Christ. I might argue that one of the most important things about being a Christian is knowing what it means to be in Christ. It will determine everything else in the trajectory of your life and your future. It'll determine how you treat others and how you get along or don't get along with others. It will determine how healthy and flourishing your marriage might be or your family. It will influence and impact your relationship with your kids and even your grandkids. And when you root your identity in Christ, you literally have the power to change not only your life, but to impact the lives of others around you and even generations that follow you. And I'm convinced that a lot of Christians struggle with really rooting and living out of their identity that is in Christ. You see, we tend to base our identity in other things. They might be good things, but they're insufficient things. They don't give us what we really need. I used to find my identity as an athlete. I used to base my identity and my worth on how well I performed in a silly game like basketball. If I performed and played well and scored a lot of points, I felt good about myself. If I didn't, I felt bad about myself. And the truth is, you can root your identity in all kinds of insufficient things. A job, a career, a zip code. You can root your identity in a marriage and how well it's going, or how much you're liked at work or at church. And you can root your identity even in religious behavior. Don't forget Paul, who's writing this letter. His identity was rooted and based on his religious performance, which he would later say, once he was in Christ, was rubbish. It amounted to a pile of garbage compared to what it meant to be in Christ. And so Paul has already said that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. There's not any blessing that we're missing out on, that God has not already given us. We might not have, activated or we're not working out that blessing or living out of that blessing, but we have it nonetheless. We've been chosen before the foundation of the world. We've been adopted into His forever family. And as Paul continues that line of thinking, finding our identity in Christ, he comes to verses 13 and 14. And these two verses are so packed, so rich with spiritual, theological depth that we can't even begin to scratch the surface of these two verses. Listen to what he says. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth. That is the gospel of your salvation. And then he says, when you believed, something happened. When you believed, when you surrendered your life to Christ, it says that you were marked in Him with the seal of the Holy Spirit, who is the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. Mind blown. I mean, let me just point out three words here that just jumped off the page as I was meditating on this morning. The first one is included. Now, some of you know what it's like to be excluded. You know the pain and the hurt of not fitting in. And some of you have struggled greatly over this sheltering in place because you feel excluded. Paul tells us here that because we are in Christ, we are included. We are included in Him. He includes us. That's powerful. But he goes on and he says that we've been marked. Think of a tattoo or think of a branding on an animal. The other day we were driving through Northern California and my son commented on the cows and how they had these marks. And we had to explain to him, city boy, that these were brandings. And they indicated who that cow belonged to, who the owner was. Paul uses a similar image in here, talking about how because the Holy Spirit comes into our life, it seals us and it marks us. We've been branded. And it is an indication of who we belong to. You know, belonging is vital to human nature. We are tribal by nature. We put ourselves in tribes where we get a sense of belonging, whether it be political or whether it be racial, whether it be Apple or that other computer company. We are tribal by nature. We kind of reduce ourselves to these little tribes, and it's unfortunate in a lot of ways that we do this. But it's part of human nature to need to belong. And here's the promise. In Christ, because of that mark, it indicates who we belong to, that we belong to Him. I was reminded this morning of the movie Toy Story. And Andy found so much joy and so much delight and so much significance in the fact that he belonged to Andy. In fact, Andy put his mark on the bottom of his boot. And so you need to know, Christian, that you are included in Christ, that you have His mark on you. And that indicates that, and that's the third word, that we are God's possession, that we belong to Him. And so this morning, just allow that reality, allow the truth of what it means to base and root your identity in Christ and what that means for you. It means you're included. It means you have His seal. And it means that you belong to Him. Rest in that today. Let that comfort you. Let that embolden you. Let that direct you as you move forward in life, with the knowledge that you are His. And nothing, by the way, absolutely nothing can take that away from you. God bless you guys, and may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. See you next time.